Jesus, I love thee. so expressed so beautifully in these songs that we sing, aren't they? You sing the song, you say, that's exactly how I feel. I love him like that. And evidently, I'm not the only one. Somebody wrote a song about it. Praise God. You know, we ought to be experts in expressing our love to Jesus. Maybe that's a strange way of saying it. But, you know, we try to excel in so many things in life, and we try to be our best at this and our best at that, and rightly so. Be the best that you can be. But what about expressing love to Jesus? Sometimes we're so awkward about that. But we ought not to be. It ought to be as natural as breathing to us to say, my Jesus, I love you. And especially in a place like this, boy, if you can't praise the Lord at Pilgrim Camp, I feel sorry for you. Here, everyone has come to seek the Lord and to exalt him and to love him. And there ought to be nothing that holds you back from praising him with all your heart, reaching out, rejoicing in the Lord, glorying in the God of your salvation. We talked about that a little bit in our prayer meeting this afternoon. We pray that God would give us real liberty in the Holy Ghost to express our love to Jesus, to worship him freely. And we sang that chorus, set my spirit free that I might worship thee. That's an old one. Oldie but goodie. And it says, let all bondage go, let deliverance flow, set my spirit free to worship thee. You know, the Lord would like to free us up along those lines. And we need that. We need that. We need that to just get free from ourselves, from our self-consciousness, from just a holding back. Sometimes there's something in us that holds back. We can't even explain it. And we have to pray, Lord, set my spirit free. I want to praise you more than I do, better than I do. And something's holding me back, but Lord, you can break that bondage and you can bring me into that liberty. And and enable me to worship you in spirit and in truth. Praise God. And so I'll encourage you tonight, as we worship the Lord, do it with all your heart. Really do it with all your heart. And believe that God will come to you. You know, he's waiting for the door to be opened. And if you open the door by praising him, then that invites Jesus to come and work in you. Praise God. And so let's continue to worship him. Let's be free in his presence. Praise God. If the Lord puts something on your heart, and share it with us. If it exalts the Lord Jesus and helps us to get a greater sight of him, then, of course, we want to hear that, don't we? Praise God. Let's pray tonight for the camp. We do that every day quite a bit, don't we? And it's the right thing to do. And so let's call upon God for a moment and ask him to bless down in the village and in the cottage. And we know that he's going to bless here as we reach out to him. Praise God. Who would like to pray? Someone other than me. Let the Lord use you. Praise God.
Thank you again, O Father, for this time when these children have this opportunity, O God, to be here. We pray, Lord, that you would reach them. Your presence will draw them to yourself. You'd speak to their hearts. And as we've sung, set these dear ones free. Free from anything that would hold them back from following you. Let your kingdom come and your will be done. This night in the cottage and in the village and here in our midst, Lord. Have your way. Thank you, Lord, that we can look unto you, the author and finisher of our faith, and know that you are working to will and to do of your own good pleasure. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Tom. A young man requested a song from the White Book, and now would be a good time to sing that. I'm glad that you do that every once in a while, because I run out of ideas what songs to sing. let's see, what was that? Nearer, still nearer? And that's number 51. 51 in the White Book. Praise God.
Thank you. 321, a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord, he hideth my soul. Number 321, let's stand together while we sing.
Just testing you, yes, 320, here we go.
Yeah.
a place near the Lord where he hides us. He hides us. We need to find that hidden life in Christ, don't we? Your life is hid with Christ and God, does it say in Colossians there? That's a place where the ridicule doesn't reach you, doesn't affect you. Where the difficulties at work, maybe the mocking and so on that we experience, or the things that we see around us that grieve us, they don't affect our souls. But we're hidden in Christ, covered with his hand. Praise God. The Lord has that life for you, Mary. When you go back home and you learn to hide in Christ, just he'll hold you so close to himself that everything else around will seem so far away, and Jesus will be so near to you. Praise God. We all need that. Praise God. And so that's what we're singing about tonight. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, covers me there with his hand, the depth of his love. Praise God. So let's sing that fourth verse yet.
When clothed.